Board members Glenn Ledley and Rodney McFarland cast the only two votes that opposed filing charges against suspended Superintendent Kathleen Harris. Ledley has consistently supported the superintendent at board meetings and during the removal process. He says the moves to have Harris fired work against the school board's mandate.
It's a complete waste of time. It's a witch hunt. We need to be doing things to try to get the school system moving. We need her in place now to help these kids. We have failing schools. We have kids here who can't read and write, and our emphasis should be on them. Instead, we have bickering back and forth.
The charges against Harris include 5 counts of mishandling personnel policies, 3 counts of failing to appropriately handle board finances, and a charge of failing to communicate with board members. Count number 6 on the list alleges that Harris breached her contract by not submitting an application for a $3 million school improvement grant. Board President Verbin Muhammad says that is the most concerning of the charges.
If we're losing money financially with grants, that's a problem. That's a concern for the board.
Still, Muhammad says a hearing to remove the superintendent might be unnecessary.
We can talk about possible buyout options, possible reassignment options, or whatever we can do to resolve it without going to a hearing.
Glenn Ledley says it would make better financial sense to continue Harris's suspension until her contract ends on December the 31st.
Instead of going through this, she's been suspended for 230 days. Instead of take the last 30 and make it 150, her contract is up when? The last of December, that would take in 150 days. And we won't have to go through this.
Barring a buyout or a reassignment, Harris's hearing is slated for August the 28th. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.